Most radio stations give you one kind of music. How quaint. Alice. KALC Denver.
Retro. Go. Vital.
We're go. Fly.
Guidance.
Guidance. Go. Go. Go.
The Alice Morning Show with BJ, Howie, and Jennifer
begins now.
Now on your station,
Alice 105.9.
Here we go, 6:04, 4 minutes after 6. It's BJ, Howie, and Jennifer, producer Mikey, the crew on a Wednesday morning, a spitting of snow this morning. More snow later today.
Yeah, 1 to 3 inches by this afternoon. Later in the afternoon, though. Right about rush hour time is when it should be finishing up. So it's going to probably make some problems.
You know, I love the theme to the show, and I love when it continues to play, and we just kind of get into it. Just kind of starts our day. But today is a different day.
I think
we need a different theme. It's a huge day. What do you mean it is? It's for you, Howie.
Oh, it's for me.
Today's your day.
Well, we're moving on
now. Moving on up to the east side.
Howie's bought a house.
Today's
the day. Jeffersons are moving.
Moving on up.
The Howies are moving.
The Howies.
I'm a little saddened today, though. As excited as I am, I'm a little sad.
Here, enjoy this.
Okay.
Moving on up. Moving on up.
There's
nothing
better.
The Jeffersons.
Nothing better than that one right there.
Howie, you just plunked down $385,000 for a brand new home.
Today, everybody laughs. Jesus, once was enough, isn't it? Golly. I'm going to start telling everybody how much money you make. You say that one more time, and I'm going to tell everybody how much money you make. What? It's a little embarrassing.
I just thought today was going to be a
I'm
huge
sorry,
day
right,
here
I
at the show. It's a day to be really proud because
you're
moving on up. You're moving from, you know, where you are and you're renting to this house that you paid money for.
Don't you say
in Highlands Ranch.
In Highlands Ranch, yeah.
Ooh, I love it.
You're becoming a rancher.
He's moving to Highlands Ranch.
And I thought I was doing you a favor by...
But saying that?
By just pointing out the fact that today's a huge day for the Howies.
It is a huge day, and I thank you for that.
And I apologize for
movers are coming today, and you're a little stressed this morning because you want the movers to get there and to get you moved before the snow starts.
Lovey, who are these people moving in next door?
Yeah, and it's you, Howie. It's you and your family. This is a huge day.
I'm sorry.
You're the head house that you paid money for
it. That's the end of it right there.
Okay, I apologize if I hit you.
That's funny.
Hit you in the wrong area this morning. But I thought, you know, I thought that today would be such a monumental day, such a happy day for you, but you walk in here this morning and you tell us that you have this separation anxiety from your rental house.
I understand.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
You don't get attached.
I'm so attached to it.
Do I get attached?
Yeah, you don't get attached
to a house?
Things, houses, cars?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Oh, I totally do.
Not at all.
That's why I just don't own anything.
No attachments.
I got clothes in a bed and a broken stereo.
Mikey's so commitment phobic, he won't even own a home or a car. Because he doesn't want to get attached.
You know, I don't get attached even in the slightest. In fact, so much not so that I don't even understand it.
Really?
No.
Wow, see, I totally
get
it.
To talk about it. I don't even get it.
My whole life I've been this way with everything that I've ever owned. When it comes time to get rid of it or part away. I remember as a kid standing, you know, in Pittsburgh, PA, and my dad selling our, we had a red Dodge Charger. And I love this car as a kid. I was probably maybe about, I'd say 10 years old when he sold it. I remember standing on the corner just crying my eyes out as the guy that bought that car drove it off. Because of the fact that it was part of our family. It's like, you know, hey, what are you doing, Dad? You know, are you not going to stop him? He's driving away in our car.
You went to the drive-in in that car. And then
everything.
I can remember. We laid on the hood and watched fireworks, remember?
Exactly. I remember one time the muffler came off that car. And for about 2 weeks, my parents couldn't afford to fix it, so you can hear my mom coming home from and we go, here she comes, and she's So
after comes mom.
What's your thinking? That if that vehicle's gone or the home's gone, those memories are gone? Because that's not the case.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
It's not even the case.
But
now,
still.
I've had a separation anxiety before from something that I own, but it was always something like a pony.
Something
it's an animal. A material item for me would have been, and this is just simply for keepsakes, it would be like your high school baseball glove.
Yeah, see, that's
and not
too.
A car.
I mean, cleats, everything. Even my kids, like their little shoes and stuff that generally people want to get rid of.
I was going to say, I do that even with my own shoes sometimes.
Really?
Like, time to give away some. You're like, oh, but I went to such and such in those, and I look so cute, and they really match that one
and
hot
that's
outfit.
Just it. And it's
I hate to give them away.
Packing all that stuff.